Well, many travellers enjoy seeing major landmarks on their travels. Some tourists have a bucket list of iconic structures to tick off. Ramblers Walking Holidays have put together their programme of holidays taking in incredible monuments they think you should see. Angus Russell's their planning manager. He says that Peru's become more popular recently. Many tourists have chosen to visit Machu Picchu, but it's become crowded, so he's recommending an alternative. The northern Peru fortress of Culap, built in the 6th century, it contains 400 buildings hemmed in by massive walls. It has been difficult reaching the site, 3,000 metres above sea level, until this year. But now, a 4-kilometre-long cable car makes access easy.
It's a similar sort of look. It's still pretty massive. I believe it's 600 metres by 110 metres. So it's still quite a big site high up in the mountains. Yeah, it's a remarkable place. It's older, but it's been a lot more remote and inaccessible until recently. It used to take about 4 hours to get to it. Now you can get up there by cable car in 10 minutes.
Another of Angus's tips is the largest religious monument in the world, Angkor Wat in Cambodia. It's situated 200 miles from the capital, Phnom Penh. It was built in the 12th century. Its main central tower reaches 65 metres and is surrounded by four smaller ones and lots of walls.
And it is truly huge. I mean, I think it's 2 miles long or something like that. Recovered or recovering from the jungle that's trying to take it over. It is quite a remarkable place.
So how long do people spend there?
Pretty much a whole day. A lot of these tours where we have, you know, big iconic sites, the non-expert likes to see them and will enjoy them for a day, for half a day, without going too deeply. They just want to get a good feel for the place, for the atmosphere, and to learn a little bit about its history.
Angus believes we often think of overseas monuments before considering what's on our doorstep in Britain.
We have Hadrian's Wall in the UK, 84 miles of a national monument that's very popular to walk along. Up in Northumberland itself, you do start at one coast and end almost at the other.
So where is the, if you like, selfie spot on Hadrian's Wall then?
Probably Steel Rig. I think it's a bit of the wind sill that just sticks up and gives a really beautiful, iconic, atmospheric view of the wall as it kinks around a really jagged bit of landscape. You know, catch it in the right light, it is truly beautiful. The other one is Sycamore Gap, which is one sycamore tree in a big, steep gap in the mountains.
You can complete the Hadrian's Wall walk in a week, and Angus says the surrounding Northumberland countryside is vastly underrated.
I've seen a lot of the world, and this is truly one of the most spectacular, remote, wild, relatively untouched still parts of the world, and it's in our own backyard.
You can learn more about Angus's trips at rwhtravel.com.